Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hope everybody's doing well out there in Radio Land. Leroy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
I feel like we got a breath last night, you know? I was like, I needed to calm down. The sports has been going crazy recently. I needed a night just to settle down, and then it was a pretty wild night in the NBA, but it was I needed a break last night. I needed to decompress.
Well, was it hectic because all of the action was away from the team that you thought was going to have the most action? And that's the Dolphins with all the firings and
no, I'm just talking about games. I mean local
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I heard the McDaniel press conference yesterday. He's apparently still with the team for now. I mean, like, nobody said anything officially with the team. Like, some guys like, he's not, the team hasn't announced it. It's like, well, he is still with
does
the team.
Does it become a point where it's too late and you're not going to be able to find anybody or interview anybody if you wait too long?
I mean, like, they have to find a GM first. Like, I think that's the biggest thing, is they got to find a GM first. I think some people are still theorizing, like, if Harbaugh shakes loose out of Baltimore, because there seems to be some type of thing going on with him and Lamar, that would feel like an obvious fit for the Dolphins, because of, you know, how many times it's, you know, all the connections to the Ross Harbaugh family.
Yeah, I'm curious if you were in that situation and you were a fan of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Would you really be considering getting rid of the coach?
No, I'd get rid of the quarterback. I would get rid of that quarterback. He seems like a malcontent. Really? Yeah, you got to trade him elsewhere. But if you have an ingrate like Lamar Jackson, he definitely should not be in Baltimore.
Okay,
and
stop,
he should be elsewhere.
Come on.
No. I'm just serious.
He cannot.
You can't get rid of a champion. They need to get rid of Lamar Jackson and send him where he wants to go. You send that quarterback where he wants to go.
I'm
just saying. Like, you make a great point, Leroy. No, you made
this
a great point. I'm just saying.
Like, no, let's just move on. Like,
you don't have fun, baby. What are you talking about? What?
Really? I was asking a serious question because I always wonder, fans are so quick to jump off of stuff. And I'm like, if you're a Baltimore fan, like, you think you're going to find better than that?
Probably not. But I think typically, I mean, how many times in the history of sports does the coach usually win? Like, Belichick, Brady's the most recent one I can remember. And that went awful for the Patriots.
Well, it's not a matter of winning. Like, somebody has to get the two of them in the room and say, look, contrary to popular belief, this is both of you guys' best chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's about winning, then let's have a real conversation and hatch this out. But no, like, oh my God.
I don't know. Like, look, already? I'm not... I kind of understand what you're saying, but it just feels like it's going that way, right? Like, you already had the hit piece that went out on Lamar. It feels like they haven't had always the greatest relationship as it was anyway. Now you kind of have this excuse with not making the playoffs as a new jumping off point.
Not for nothing. And I like Lamar. I think Lamar handles himself, you know, better than a lot of quarterbacks in this league. But let me say this. The reason why you make so much money is because of your importance to this team winning. And if you miss that many games, you can't then after the season look back and say, well, we didn't make it because of the coach. You see what I'm saying? And here's what else puts everything in a tough spot. And this happens with not even quarterbacks, but a lot of players. And it kind of causes a bit of a rift between coaches and players. If a coach thinks that maybe you could have played and you don't, that's always going to cause tension. And so with a guy like Lamar in the position that he's in, if he says he can't go, there's really no negotiating, right?
Right, and there's been weird stuff even when the contract was up about whether he could have gone and stuff, so it's not a new thing either. It's
right.
Like a recurring thing.
And so from that standpoint, is the rift between the two based on that? Because if you look at, can Lamar have a problem with Harbaugh if he didn't play and he's the main reason why they win,
and then
complain about we ain't winning because of the coach?
I don't know. I mean, like, I think it's just one of those things where if you just don't like how the coach is handling things, or if you don't feel like he's got the answers, like, they're gonna go with probably the quarterback. I don't know, because I don't think Harbaugh's good, but I don't think he's like.
What do you mean he's good?
I think
he won a championship without Lamar.
That's
Lamar
what I'm saying.
Right.
No, I understand. But also it's one championship, and we've seen
Vlad, we've had this conversation.
Well, we have had this conversation.
One championship a long time ago, and you say ring protection.
Well, I'm
so we can't say he's only won one now.
Well, you can. I mean, that's what they're gonna do. You think they're gonna pick Harbaugh? I hope they don't. I hope they do. They should pick Harbaugh.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. If you would have had a grown-up conversation,
I really
don't know. I don't know how
right.
A guy that's been there 19 years and won your championship versus a quarterback who
he's the only reason they're relevant.
History with him is a question of whether he could have played or not.
Yeah, but he's the only reason they've been relevant also for the last 5 years.
I understand that. That's what makes this tough.
Not really. They've been relevant ever since Harbaugh's been the coach. Whether it's been Flacco, they've won with Steve
They had
Huntley.
Some stinker years with Flacco, dude.
what, one or two?
Yeah, and then they got Lamar, and he's the guy who kind of revitalized the whole thing. Did he not?
He did. He did. So you're – and it's hard to have this conversation with you because you're not being a grown-up right now.
I don't think you're being a grown-up, to be honest with you, because you flip-flopped on both sides of it. So which one would you go with?
No, I haven't. I merely asked a whole bunch of questions because I said – I'm not sure which way I would go.
You guys think?
I'm asking fans.
Yeah, I don't think Harbaugh. I don't think Harbaugh equals Patriots Belichick. I don't think one ring is the same as six. I don't think he's Andy Reid, as far as that's concerned. So, like, if you told me right now that the Chiefs, let's say Andy Reid and the Chiefs, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes had a beef, even with three championships.
Well, no,
who's gonna win?
They'd keep Patrick Mahomes.
There. Okay. So now if we have
Pat's won three.
So has Andy Reid with him.
Right. But Pat's three and Pat's the best quarterback in the game, the best player in the league. Lamar's a two-time MVP.
Yeah.
But there's still questions with Lamar.
There's questions, and, but you don't have questions that he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
No.
Nobody has those questions.
Right. And there's the number one thing. Fine. Say there is a dispute between Lamar and John Harbaugh, right? What are the Miami Dolphins going to offer the Baltimore Ravens that would be suffice for them to agree upon a trade? That's the question. So you could talk about all about, oh, Harbaugh and Jackson fight. Cool. And you're big because you're always looking for a whale. Cool. Now, what are you going to offer Baltimore for you to get that whale?
Well, if you're asking me what on the market is more, it's Lamar, not the coach.
Oh, and the question is, right? How much are you going to have to give up to get him?
None of these are the same question that you guys are asking. You're asking first off.
No, he just asked you that.
Oh, I'd give up whatever they want.
He just asked.
Two, three, four, whatever it takes.
But do you understand?
You do understand if you give up all those assets, mm-hmm. you're going to leave your team very slim. Like you're not going to, your team's not going to have.
The cupboard's going to be bare.
Thank you.
What's the cupboard going to have with those picks this year?
We don't know, but you got.
What are they gonna have? Quinn Ewers.
I mean, you. What are you drafting? 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tobin.
What?
Tobin. So you would give up three or four first round picks for Lamar.
Yes.
And then for the next 3 years, you're gonna complain about not having any.
I won't complain because I have Lamar Jackson. You always think I'm gonna have this complaint, and I'm not. I don't understand. Like, that's always your counter argument is I'm gonna complain.
I played a team sport, and I understand no matter how great one player is, that going the next 3 or 4 years and saying we got Lamar but nothing around him, when you gave up everything to get something around him, is like.
So how many picks would you give up for him?
If I wouldn't even give up three.
So two's your limit.
Because here's why. You're not only giving up assets, you're taking on a $74 million contract along with what you're going to have to do with Tua.
Let me ask you an honest question. Let me ask you a question right now.
Sure.
Give me the last first-round pick for the Dolphins over the last 5 years that would make as big an impact as Lamar Jackson would for this team, because it's not on this roster. So you've said you're going to have the cupboard bare. You've used your picks now. You've had your picks, mm-hmm. Austin Jackson, Noah Igbinoghene, Tua Tagovailoa, Chop Robinson, Kenneth Grant. Which one of those guys is equal to Lamar Jackson if you combine all of them?
That's all Chris Greer's doing, and he's no longer here.
Doesn't matter. You have no idea.
Because if somebody comes in that's been really good in the draft, then those assets would be more important to him.
Facts.
Theoretically, if he's good.
No, it's not. Oh, okay.
If he's good.
But what has this organization?
You're going to hire another Chris Greer?
I don't know who we're going to hire. It's Stephen Ross is in charge of it, or Troy Aikman, or whoever,
exactly.
Mike McDaniel's involved.
So what in 25 years has made you think that they're going to make the right decisions and make the right draft choices? So that when that cupboard is bare, they're going to have to find talent. They're going to have to find undrafted free agents. They're going to have to find talent in like the fourth, fifth, sixth round to make sure that they have some type of talent, they have some type of players for Lamar to throw to. Because, all right, you make a trade for Lamar. Cool. You're going to have to pay A-Chan.
Okay.
You're going to have to keep Waddle.
He's under contract.
Okay, you're going to have to keep Waddle.
He's under contract. He's not getting a raise. You think after this year, he's back-to-back years not making 1,000 yards, you think he's going to be up for a pay raise?
Cool. And then now you're giving up your draft choices where you might need, considering that you're drafting 11 and you don't have a secondary to save your life, some of those picks that you're giving up.
Let's draft another cornerback. Let's do that.
Granted.
The last two didn't play for the Dolphins. Let's do that.
You're trading those picks. Is going to leave you void in other areas that need to be replenished.
Dude, they literally had two cornerbacks they picked up off the street this year who were better than any tandem they've had in the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's accurate. Ken, let me ask you this. How much better was this recent team with Lamar Jackson?
How much was this Baltimore team?
No. If I took and put Lamar Jackson on
this Dolphins team?
Correct.
I think they got double-digit wins, easy. Especially with their schedule. You disagree? They won 7 games with the worst quarterback in the league.
No.
Tua wasn't the worst quarterback.
Who was Geno Smith? It's, okay, bottom three?
Hey, wait, before you go ahead and say the way I answered, I didn't answer either way because I don't have a definitive answer, so I just took your word for it. I just asked you what you thought.
Well, do you agree or disagree?
I mean, I don't know. When we sit here week after week after week and talk about we talk about how bad Tua was, but more importantly, we talk about the adjustments that Mike McDaniel made in the second half. Does it matter who's the quarterback? And I would say it does matter. Lamar Jackson is a game changer. So let me I'm not even going there. But one of the things that I think gets lost is injecting or interjecting one person onto a team doesn't automatically make you that much better. Because the first thing they're going to have to do is their whole game plan is going to change with how they do things. How are they going to be able to accommodate that? The other thing is that he does get hurt.
Okay, that's fine. He gets hurt. So do a lot of quarterbacks.
So
do a lot of quarterbacks. Like, they do. No, but that's the facts. They do. And also,
you know what it is.
And also, you can't ask me a question and not have an answer for the question. That's ridiculous.
No, because I asked your opinion. That was it.
And you didn't give an opinion. You just kind of do-si-do'd around it. You don't think they could win 10 games with Lamar Jackson?
I don't think that one guy would have made that much difference on this team.
3 games.
Based on the complaints that I had going into second halves of games and how porous they were defensively early on in the season, I really don't think that one guy, a quarterback, would have made that much of a difference with the loss of Tyreek, with the receivers having the drops periodically. I don't know. Like, I can't just definitively say, yep, 3 more, 4 more games.
Well, then why'd you ask me the question?
Because I asked your opinion, and I didn't question your opinion. I let you have your opinion. That's what you thought.
Yeah, but you don't have an opinion. That's weird.
Because I said I don't know. I said one guy.
I think you agree with me.
Very rarely in a team sport, especially football, makes that much of a difference if you don't change everything around it. And I don't know, based on the problems we had coming out in the second half, every game, if that one guy was going to make that much of a difference with what they did in the second half of all these games.
Okay, so if you could have one for the Dolphins organization, you'd rather have John Harbaugh than Lamar Jackson?
No.
Then you agree with me.
No.
I don't understand. Like, why am I fighting about this? We're on the same page.
No, we're not.
New year,
because
same
see,
Tobin
here,
and Leroy.
Tobin, here's what you do. You want somebody. You don't care what it takes to get them. And you don't care about the consequences of what you're going to have to give up to do that.
I don't care about the consequences. You're correct on that. I've made that clear. I don't care about the consequences.
Is that going to make your team better if
yes!
you are
I have Lamar Jackson over Quinn Ewers right now.
Okay. You want me to give you a perfect example of the situation I'm talking about?
Sure.
Joe Burrow.
Okay. And that's not really the same situation.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
He ain't got nothing around him, and they suck.
He doesn't have anything around him. He has two of the greatest receivers in the league around him.
But no offensive line. Okay, so you paid your wide receivers.
How come Joe Flacco stayed healthy?
And you have no protection.
If you want to talk about having an argument about Joe Burrow's durability, that's one thing.
People around him know. That's the team you got to build around him.
But Leroy, they've gone far with Joe Burrow before. You're not acting like they've always sucked with Joe Burrow. They haven't. That's not accurate.
How far back we go? I mean, I'm looking at right now.
How far back? His career, that right they've done it before.
If you take and add Lamar Jackson, okay, you can't go back and say Lamar Jackson has won.
Yeah, you know what? Because it's been dominated by one team for a decade, dude. It's been the Chiefs. Like, you literally could do that with Josh Allen, too. If he was in the NFC, do you think he would have made a Super Bowl? Probably. Like, they're playing right now. They're playing right now in LeBron's Eastern Conference. Finally, they're free of the Chiefs. It's literally been one team making the Super Bowl every year, except for Joe Burrow one time.
You know Lamar doesn't beat those guys, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
His stupid tight end couldn't catch last year. It was in his fat hands.
He lost.
Wait, why are you giving my question is...
That's the facts!
The facts are, if you didn't like Lamar, and we didn't like Lamar, we would say he can't get over the hump. He can't get past all those guys.
He can't get over the hump. And also, he's greater than anything the Dolphins have had since Dan Marino.
You're right. But he'd be number four. Right.
You know who else couldn't get over the hump? Matthew Stafford couldn't get over the hump. You want to know why? Because he played for a terrible organization.
And he went to a good team with a good organization and a hell of a coach. And now he won a Super Bowl, might win MVP. So even with Lamar, you're still not taking away. You're still not rectifying the fact that your coach thinks and your organization.
You guys are changing changing the argument, though. You're changing the argument.
I'm changing the argument because here's the thing.
You're changing the argument. The argument was, you started this asking who's more valuable to the Ravens.
Basic argument. The basic argument is you're making an assumption or what you think the impact of Lamar Jackson would be to the Dolphins. And I'm saying that as great as Lamar Jackson is, his impact would not be that great on this team because of the assets you're going to have to give up, the people you're going to have to let go because you can't afford to pay them.
Disagree. I'd do it, but we got to take a break.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Give you some headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Miami Heat's back on the hardwood tonight, taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves at 8 o'clock to start a four-game road trip. No Jaime Jaquez Jr. tonight. Remains out with that ankle sprain that he suffered. Tyler Hero, questionable with a toe. He hasn't played in 10 straight games. I don't know.
He's only played six games.
Yep.
Did you write our rejoin?
Hmm?
Did you write the rejoin?
I did not.
Oh.
No, why did it say?
Ah, did he go to cold, blustery?
It is cold.
Wintery Minnesota.
What is it in Minnesota right now?
It is, right?
What is it
but
in Minnesota
But that is such
right
a
now.
Tobin statement.
It's the
to
only
take
place
on Anthony
you live
Edwards.
Where you just get up mad.
Let me see. What
just
is it?
Go
right
outside,
now?
You just mad all day.
Let's see. Minneapolis right now. Not too bad for Minneapolis. 33.
Jeez, no, that's yeah, that's
not, that's not too bad.
That's what I'm saying. But the rejoin? Oh, they go to Minnesota and cold.
When it was in Miami.
Wintry Minnesota to take on Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I'm like, that sounds like Tobin wrote that. You know.
Wait, what did you want him to say?
Not that I
The Minnesota comes down to play the Heat. Astron activate.
That's right.
That's the rejoin.
I'm sure he had a good time. I'm sure he had a good time multiple days down here. Preheat gets going at 6:45 as the Heat will start off this road trip. They got Minnesota, then I think it's Chicago, Indy. I don't remember which order that's in, and then they end with OKC. Ooh, OKC got killed last night by the Hornets.
I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
OKC, what's going on? Well, I guess the record's going to be safe. Unless
a lot of good teams are going through troubles right now. A
lot of good teams, including your New York Knicks.
It's
lost
usually
one
right
in a
after
row.
The holidays, right, Vlad?
Little,
right after the holidays.
A little bit. Maybe a little little fat cat syndrome from too
NBA
much turkey.
Cup, a little NBA Cup.
NBA Cup hangover.
Chilling in Vegas, yeah.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Yeah, who'd you guys – you lost to Detroit bad last night, right?
We lost to Detroit bad. We lost to Philly. We lost to San Antonio. We lost to Atlanta. Yeah, we on a four-game losing
streak. Dude, the Celtics are the two seed right now.
Yeah, they just beat – yeah.
The Celtics are the two seed right now.
Hey, somebody who was talking trash about I should be the guy. He the guy, and he balled.
He's killing it, Jaylen Brown.
Leaving his impression everywhere.
He
literally.
I thought it was going to be such a down year when that was when those marks were going to be all over the place.
Jeez, man. It's, you know.
Did you see Jimmy Butler last night?
No, what happened? I know that Steve Kerr got ejected and Steve had a great time calling the game.
Well, Steve Kerr got ejected. And then this is Snoop from yesterday. You got the buttons up, Vlad? Here was this was Snoop yesterday. He was on the broadcast for Peacock.
Oh, look at Steve Kerr. He's all the way out here.
Uh-oh, Steve, don't get thrown out. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Back him up. Back him up, GP. Back him up, Steve.
Oh,
ready to fire on him.
He's already gone.
Steve banging Englewood right now. Englewood, get him, Steve. You and Englewood, Steve. The Arizona Wildcat that came out and look at him.
I've got it.
Is it possible Snoop Dogg is the greatest sports broadcaster of our time? He just doesn't. He decides not to do it.
Yeah. NBC's so lucky, bro.
It's funny.
Lucky.
You can just take and put Snoop Dogg in any situation, and for some reason he makes it work.
He was
remember he did the Olympics.
Didn't he also? Oh yeah, that was the
one. I felt like his star rose was the Tyson Roy Jones card when Nate Robinson got knocked out.
That was the beginning.
That's when we all realized, oh my God, Snoop's good at this. Snoop could he's great. He was great yesterday. But no, it ended because I think Steph Curry fouled out for the first time, I want to say in 4 years yesterday.
2021.
And Jimmy Butler ended it with airball.
Oh, and the last shot?
Last shot.
Ooh.
Didn't even hit the rim.
And you find Jelena.
We like
tough. I mean, I don't feel anything. It's just that's the facts of what happened in the game.
I don't even Vlad, it's like this. He didn't want to be here. He wanted to be wherever they were going to pay him. I had my questions about how he had looked before he decided he didn't want to be here. And it almost seemed like he didn't want to be here because he didn't want to get exposed. So he went under the blanket of Steph Curry, where he wouldn't have to, you know, be the guy. And he still, the moments that he had to be the guy, he's not. Like, you ain't even, oh, they just asking for moments. They ain't asking for you to be the guy.
I just needed a shot last night. Just needed a shot last night. The other
if
news.
It was up to Tobin, he would still be here.
That's true. They better do something with that money. I'm going to tell you right now. Don't think I'm not watching them.
The Heat.
You better give me something. Not Trae Young. I don't know if I'm into. I don't know.
Here's the problem. The guys that you were talking about trading, one of them only played six games this year.
Well, I wanted Durant, and he had a game winner last night.
Well, Durant going to get buckets. You ain't never got to worry about that man playing basketball or getting buckets.
He was petty after the game yesterday because it was against the Suns.
I have love within that organization, but as a competitor, does it mean any more to you to be able to hit that one against your former guys?
Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? A place that I didn't want to leave, and my first time being to sound – I don't want to sound too dramatic, but I will. To be kicked out of a place, you know what I'm saying? And felt like that, you know, I've been scapegoated, you know what I'm saying, for the issues we had as a team last year. Yeah, it felt good to beat them and hit a game-winning shot. But that's all it is. It's not just for the moment, you know. It's something tomorrow I won't even think about, you know. So it was a fun game. Like I said, of course, yeah, I felt – you play with a little chip on your shoulder against your former team, especially when they trade you.
There you go. That was him after the Rockets beat the Suns yesterday.
Oh, so he didn't want to leave Phoenix.
No. They tried to trade him behind his back. That's why he got so mad. Because remember, the guy they really tried to scapegoat last year was Bradley Beal. And they were trying to bully Bradley Beal into accepting any kind of a trade. The only thing is nobody wanted to trade for him, which, by the way, he's out for the year.
Yeah,
and then they were basically stuck. They had no assets left. And so their last move was like, I guess we're going to trade Kevin Durant. And they didn't tell him about it. And when he got wind of it, they were going to try and trade him to the Warriors. And he's like, I don't want to go back to the Warriors. You're not trading me there. So that's why it all unraveled there.
Gotcha.
So, no, he didn't go to them and demand a trade until the summer. He's like, well, I'm not staying with you. You guys tried to weasel me out of here.
Right.
So he got his get back last night. That's what happened there. What?
At his stage in his career, is only get backs is going somewhere else and winning.
I mean, he all he can do right now is win a game on January 5th, and he beat them at the buzzer.
I got you.
The Panthers, by the way, they're back on the ice tonight. They take on the Toronto Maple Leafs at 7:30, and you can hear that game on AM 560. Seth Jones, by the way, is week to week. But Paul Maurice says he expects him to be back before the Olympic break. That's probably about 3 weeks. The Olympic break's February 5th. About 16 games, so they're going to be.
We lose track of how important that dude is.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great. The good news is it sounds like Matthew Tkachuk is at the very latest going to be play after the road trip, but he is on the road trip. He made it sound like he may make a return sometime towards the end. It's a long road trip, six games for the Cats. So we'll keep you posted on that. Take a break. More to come. We're back after this. Welcome back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy.
Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey everybody, it is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Hurricanes will be back in action on Thursday at the Fiesta Bowl against Ole Miss. See, the rats are trying to get back on the ship. Do you guys notice this?
Which rats?
Show the rats.
You guys familiar with this Joey Galloway?
Oh, he's a Buckeye.
Oh, he has been an A1 card-carrying Kane hater this entire season. I mean, the poster boy to basically be like, they don't deserve to be an overall team. They don't deserve to be an overall team. And then all of a sudden, you know what I like to call this? I like to call this the Feinbaum. Because Feinbaum,
well, is it named after Paul Feinbaum?
They're not in the Final Four.
Well, he's sitting here, and he's like on Kirk Herbstreit's podcast. And he's asking Kirk Herbstreit, could you send a message to the Canes fan? And this was what he had to say.
If you could tell the Miami fans that, like, I don't hate them.
You could, do they think you hate them?
Oh, my gosh. You know how we have those discussions? You've been there before. When you have those discussions, and it's about the process of the committee and how they choose them, and it doesn't matter who the team is. It's about the process. Mm-hmm. If you could let them know that, I don't hate them, and I was impressed with them. They're another team that has been fun to watch. Man, this playoff has been pretty amazing, and looking forward to that matchup, the Miami Ole Miss matchup.
Okay, well, here's the thing, though, dude.
Damage is done, my friend.
Too late. Too late. You poo-pooed them all year. You picked against them twice, and now you want to come and say they can win the whole thing? Yeah, duh, there's four teams left. Don't use Kirk Herbstreit with his adorable dog as some avenue to get back on the ship. Too late. Too late. That's exactly what Feinbaum did in 2017. When Feinbaum was sitting here and be like, oh, they're going to get killed. And then he's like, turnover chain, turnover chain. No, too late. You stand over there, you root for Ole Miss, you root for Indiana, or you root for Oregon. But there's one team you can't get on the bandwagon for.
Out of curiosity, so you're a hater if you pick against a team? Now, I know he's – hold on, before you get carried away. I know what you're saying, and I'm not – because he has been a little over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
With how Notre Dame should get in and how he and blah, 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 blah. Even though I told you. 100% what he was saying was not accurate about how they were going about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole nother story. But are you a hater if you pick against the Canes at any point, or are you a hater because of his consistent it was over the course it was, of the year.
It was over the year. I'm more upset about it. First of all, I expect him to pick. Of course he's going to pick Ohio State. Duh.
Yes.
You know, you got to visit campus. But it was all year. It was the nonstop stuff all year. And then the thing is, like, I can't believe this is coming out of my mouth. Can you give me a bucket or something, JFA? I can't.
Yeah.
You gonna throw up?
Let's see.
I can't believe I'm gonna say this.
The one outside.
Please don't clip this.
I'm clipping.
Oh,
it's gonna clip.
Just mark it already.
But in a way, I respect Paul Pierce because that guy will hate the Heat till his grave. Any Heat pro topic that comes up, he's taking a dump on it. But that's him. He doesn't try. He won't try. And I like that.
You respect the fact.
He got skin in the game. He has skin in the game.
That's
how I feel about Pittsburgh.
He wouldn't sit here and be like, oh, I didn't talk bad about the Heat. No. He's like, yeah, I talk bad about the Heat. I'm better than Dwayne Wade, even though that's ridiculous. But at least he sticks to it. This guy is just like, oh, no. Heavens to Betsy, I was wrong. And you go to Herb Street?
Heaven to Betsy. Why that term?
I don't know.
Totally who the hell is Betsy?
I don't know. I think she died.
No.
I mean, they've been saying that since the turn of the century.
I'm just saying, like, heaven to Betsy. Long time ago. I hope she was an angel. Heaven to Betsy. What if she was a scarlet?
Now I got to look it up.
A charlatan.
No.
What if she was a charlatan?
I don't know.
A harlot.
She was just the worst?
Well, I can't say hell to Betsy. The hell to Betsy.
Hell with Betsy.
Crazy. But you respect Paul Pierce's consistency of steady hating. He doesn't backtrack. Now you see Joey Galloway all of a sudden go from wide receiver to cornerback. You mm-hmm. don't respect it.
But he said, will you tell them, please, Kirk, tell them. No. What is he? Why are you getting Kirk Herbstreit into this? All right, he's got to call the game. What do you got? Kirk Herbstreit's going to get on there, and he's going to be sitting there and be like, oh, by the way, Chris, Joey Galloway says he doesn't hate the Canes. And why is that, Chris? Is it because he's been taking a dump on them all season? I don't know. He just brought it up on my podcast. You know what you did? I don't want to hear it. The damage is done, dude. Enough. You go.
It is. Betsy's probably no longer with us.
I don't think she is.
This is from 1850 to 1914. Is basically the same as saying, for heaven's sake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It's there's a song, Heavens to Betsy.
That's true.
That's out now.
Need to know more about this, Betsy.
Crazy, though, dude. I just, like, it's enough of him already. You lost? Don't try and, you look. If you whiff on a take, you gotta wear it. That's what it is. You don't get to
scurry. Wait. Can I use one of your phrases? Have the facts changed?
No, the facts have never changed. His facts were wrong.
They're in the Final Four.
His facts were wrong. He's sitting here and he goes, "Oh, they should have never been in. Never been in." Well, you can't say that. Well, actually, they could win the championship. No, they were always that talented. They had a couple of bad games. He doesn't get to come out here with four games left or with four teams left, two games left, and be like, yeah, they could win it. Oh, really? Oh, thanks, Joey. Thank you for the news.
Thank you, Joey, because now they just shifted all their energy from me to you, which is great. Even though I don't think you could ever call me a hater again because I was the only one telling you you were in and everybody was still hyperventilating.
Dade South says, you should have seen Joey Galloway's face at the playoff selection when the Canes got in. It was miserable. It was like somebody took a turd in his cornflakes.
Not as much as, what's her name, Heather Dinnage.
Oh, dude. Yeah. She went heavens.
Heavens to Betsy.
Not the Golden Domers.
Which is crazy. Like you cannot, and I said this back then, you can't have two teams sitting right next to each other and one beat the other one and not put them above. You can't.
Farticus says he's been proven wrong, so he's trying to soften the blow of being a hater. Is he doing the pregame? Because he did the pregame for the Canes game.
He's gonna do both.
Is there gonna be a crowd there? Can somebody just say apology not accepted?
Do they fly from one?
Yeah,
place
he's
to
probably they,
do it
one,
the next day.
Well, one will probably be at the Fiesta Bowl, and then the other will be at the
one would think
Peach Bowl.
Well, they were at that. What was up with the Rose Bowl? The Rose Bowl was a typhoon before in the early days. I've never seen
it rained all week.
I didn't know Pasadena got bad weather.
Tony lied. It does rain in Southern California.
You know what's crazy is that Fonz was telling me that where he lives, it rains a lot this time of year.
Oh.
That's up north.
Mm.
But down south, I don't think I've ever been in Southern California when it rained.
It was crazy.
There a lot.
I mean, I lived there. Yeah, it did rain, but that was the worst.
But the other thing is you have to understand when it rains a lot in certain areas out west, they don't have drainage.
Yeah, they don't know what to do with it.
No, they don't.
So the water just kind of sits there.
And they don't know how to drive.
Especially when it rains in Vegas. Oh, my goodness. They damn near shut the city down.
They don't know how to drive in the rain.
Crazy, man. Anyway, apology not accepted, Joey, but nice try.
You know what? I look at it this way. Who cares what they think? The Canes are here, baby. You got to deal with it. Right? Regardless of how you choose to do it, all of these people that said they shouldn't be there. Like, now I don't even want to hear him. I don't want to hear him. I don't care. Like, you are not that important to me, right? Or important enough to even get back, go into the back and forth with you, because guess what? You're the one that got to eat the crow, because they not only got in, but they've, first of all, the fact that the SEC is not faring well in this.
Mm-mm.
With the 17 teams that you ranked before the season started, and then give them credit for beating ranked teams when they just playing each other.
Are we
there
just
should
saying?
Be a, there should be, there should actually be an algorithm to mark, gives you less credit for playing a team every year and getting credit for beating them when you rank them all.
Nah, not it that should. I want this to happen. But if Ole Miss wins the title, that would be an SEC team. So how would the SEC not be?
How do they feel about a team?
You know what I'm saying? Like
a team winning it all without a coach,
right? But everybody's acting like the SEC. They still in the Final Four.
No, they still are. But you
maybe
know,
it's
I'm
not the maybe it's not the names that we're so used
Georgia,
to.
Georgia,
okay,
Alabama.
But that's just like the AFC playoffs. We're so used to seeing Mahomes and Jackson, and but sometimes it changes. Doesn't mean that the conference is bad. It just means you know.
I think the conference gets.
Do they get a lot of love? Yes. But I would say the same thing about the Big Ten. Because look what Miami did to the defending national champs of the team that was ranked number one all year.
Correct. Oh, yeah. Listen.
It's still weird to me that Oregon's in the Big Ten.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
And so is USC. How does Oregon seem to always get to this point and we, Oregon's in.
Mm.
Right? What schedule they have that they're always there?
Nike money.
Yeah, they do have that Nike. Take a break. More to come. Mike McDaniel. I don't get it. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades, anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus.
Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.